blessing to everyone here at Wat Map Chan and also at home from online. We come together today. This is the third day of the retreat already. Many of you come here to Wat Map Chan to practice with Longpo Annan. And when you get here, you already feel cool. Cool in your body, cool in your heart. This is because this is a forest monastery. There are a lot of trees. So with the nature, with the greenery, this brings coolness to the heart. Because Dhamma and nature go along together. The Dhamma and buildings may not go together so well. That is why the Krubajans in the past, they always seek seclusion in the forest. But nowadays, the world develops, and that is why we need to have these buildings, the Uposatha Hall, the JD, the Vihara. They are all necessary for us to use to practice. Longpo Annan, he thought about this, and this is why he built all these buildings for all of us to come and use to practice together. If it was just like in the past, where there were only forests and little huts, it might not be so convenient for all of you to come to practice here. So now that you are here, many of you have a few chances to come only once in a while when you're free from work. So you have this place, this dwellings to stay comfortably already. So you have to put in the effort to practice. More or less, this is up to each one of you. The Krubajan Longpo Annan, what he teaches is for all of us to take. But it is up to us to catch the meaning and to contemplate, to bring those teachings, to bring the Dhamma into our own heart. This is the effort that we have to put in. We have to develop the mindfulness and the wisdom, satipanya. So in the Buddha sasana, the Buddha's dispensation, the practitioners, we have to take seclusion. What do we need to take the seclusion from? It is from the greed, hatred, and delusion. In Pali is lopa, tosa, moha. Who here doesn't know these three words? Most of you probably know these three words. Because we all have them. I myself have them also. The greed, hatred, and delusion. But now that we know that we have them, then we have to find a way to lessen these three things. We know that greed is not good for us, whether it's for the monks or the general lay people. For example, if we like beautiful things too much, if it's just, you know, in the moderate level, it is okay. But if it's too much, then it has it would bring harm to ourself. So in the present society, we can see that many people would have plastic surgery. And this is because we are attached to beauty too much. And some even have plastic surgery so many times that the face become unwell. Or some may not follow the third sila, which is some may have many husbands, some may have many wives. This is because of the greed, the sexual desire. The desires, they create drunkenness, and they come together with tanha. This is the desire to be, to have. This is a Pali saying that no river is equal to the desire, to the tanha. So we have to take that to contemplate. For example, we can contemplate easily to see ourselves. Imagine that you are in a room, in a dark room, and you are chained to a chair, just sitting. And everywhere you look is all darkness. There's no sound, no light. You cannot call on anybody. At that moment, you would think that, oh, please let me just walk. I don't want to be locked up sitting in this chair. And then someone come and release you from the chain and you can walk. But then you would have the desire to want to see the light, to hear the sound. Or you would think that, oh, I've been in this room for too long already. I want to taste the food. I want to see the world. And then one day again, they let you out and you get to see the world. Do you think that is enough? If you haven't practiced, if the mind is not developed, then would that be enough for you? If you have developed your mind, then you would be able to stop your desire. But if not, then you would find every way to gain fame and richness. Many of you are from Chinese descendants, so you would know about the many emperors. So when these emperors, when they were kids, they have no power, and they wouldn't even think about having the power. But once they gain the throne, then they have the desire to be on that throne. They don't want to lose it. That is why it is saying for the emperor to live over 10,000 years. Because the emperors, they would find every which way to stay on that throne. So when we come back to the present moment and we look at ourselves, we have to ask ourselves if we are satisfied with what we have at the moment, or we still want the fame, the power. Do we know ourselves well? If we know that all these things, they're all external matters, and we cannot take them with us, so toward the end of the life, then we have to put in the effort to practice, whether it's the five precepts, the eight precepts. Some may have the chance to ordain as a bhikkhu and take the 227 precepts. This is because we have the chance to think it over. If we don't think about these things, then we wouldn't come into the monastery. Even if you live for 100 years, then you would want to live for 200, 300, 400 years. Think about it. If you live for that long, all you will experience, you're all just the same old, same old. You have been through all these experiences already, whether it's the food, the travel, or the comfortable house that you live in. If you are attached to them, then the mind cannot be developed. If we don't get to meet the Buddha, get to meet the Dhamma, then we would be reborn and die over and over. If we are born as a human, that's good. If not, then you don't have the chance to meet the Dhamma. Or even if you were born as human, but you were born somewhere where there's chaotic and there's war. So sometimes we have to look at the world a little bit in the negative sense, that not every birth of ours will be good. So we cannot just stay the same by wanting to find fame and richness. But all of us here, we have the wisdom. Many of you come from Singapore, from Malaysia, from China. You come to seek the wisdom of Prubha Ajahn's, the teacher. So we come to let go of the greed, hatred, and delusion. You get a chance to come here, that's already letting go of these three things. You give up the comfortable life at home to come stay in the forest. And you have the monks, the Krupa Ajahn, Longpo Anan, to lead the practice. But how much you can develop the mind, that is up to you. So that part is about greed. But for the hatred, so which one do you think has more harm, the greed or the hatred? For the greed, it is hard to see, hard to observe. It can be compared to the root of a tree. But for the hatred, it is easier to see. It can be considered compared to the top of the tree. So it can be said that to let go of the hatred, it is easier than letting go of the greed. But if we have delusion adding in to the hatred, that is even worse. So this delusion is the important aspect, because it controls both the greed and the hatred. So one example is in the past life of the Buddha, when he was born as a bodhisattva. In this one life, he was born together with Tevatatta. Both of them are merchants buying old items. They were friends, and they agreed that they would go separate way. The Buddha would go to the left, Tevatatta would go to the right. And somehow, it didn't mention why, but the Buddha would come back to the same way as Tevatatta. So when Tevatatta went to the villages to seek to buy old items, then he met an old grandmother who brought a tray to sell, so that she would give the money to her grandkids. And this tray is the only item that she has which would have some value to it. Tevatatta, he looked at this tray and he can tell immediately that it's made of gold. But because of his greed, he doesn't want to buy it for the value that he should pay. And the grandmother, she also doesn't know that it's made of gold. So he made a scene where he threw away this tray and said to the grandmother that this tray cost nothing. And he walked away, thinking that he would come back and buy it later. And by chance, the Buddha, the Bodhisattva, came the same way. And then he met the grandmother. And grandma asked this second merchant to buy this tray. And the Bodhisattva, he saw this golden tray, and he told the grandma that, oh, this cannot, this costs too much. I don't have enough money with me to buy this. And the grandma said, it's okay, I'll take whatever you would give. So the Buddha gave away all of his belongings and also all of his money, except just a little for his travel fare to compensate for the golden tray. And when Tevatatta came back, the grandma said, oh, I sold the tray already. And Tevatatta not wanting to lose the tray, he followed the Bodhisattva to the river. But the Bodhisattva, he already left on a ship. So Tevatatta, with his anger, he died because of the anger is too much. But before he died, he take hold of the sand on the riverbank, and he make a determination, a dittana, that whichever birth that I will be born, I would take hold of the grudge with the bodhisattva, the same amount of life as the sand grains in my hand. So you can see that the anger and the delusion, when they come together, how fierce it is. So for those who are easily angered, then you have to develop metta, loving kindness, so that you don't repeat the same mistake that Devadatta did. Because in every life that they were born and met, Devadatta take grudge of the bodhisattva. Even in the last life, when the Buddha was born and become Buddha, Devadatta still hold a grudge and try to hurt and try to kill the Buddha. And that is why the ground consume him up. This is because of the past karma. So we all should take lesson in this. Even though the Buddha said that the Devadatta went to hell, but when he will be born again as a human, he would become a Pachekaputta, a solitary Buddha. This is because in those lives, he didn't just do bad deeds, he also did good. So as long as the Buddha was born and built up his parami, the four uncountables and 100,000 eons, the Devadatta also built his parami as well. So we all have done good deeds also. So when we think of all the good deeds we have done, then we can make the determination as well. But if you're angry, don't make the determination when the anger still exists. This is very important. You have to be careful. If you're married, the husband or the wife may not please you all the time, and you would make some atitana to hurt that person. This is, you have to be careful. And this is because we still have the delusion, which cannot be seen, is in our citta, in our mind, in the deepest level. If we don't have the great teachers, the Kruba Ajahn, to teach us, to point us out of this delusion, then we will still become deluded. We cannot escape. One example is there are many monks that in the social media these days it's made as if these monks, they are very good. They have a lot of kindness. They take care of orphan children. And we see only in the social media, and we believe that. But we have seen many examples already that these monks, they may not be good as we were led to believe. But for us, we have Longpo Annan, we have Kruba Ajahn. So we have to follow his teaching. We have to develop our mindfulness to let go of the greed, hatred, and delusion. And we have to visit Kruba Ajahn often. We have to develop our mindfulness often. We have to contemplate often. We have Longpo Anand, which we can be certain in, we can have faith in his teachings. We know that he is a noble being. We just have to follow his teaching. We know it in our heart that he would lead us to a good place in this life and in the next life. So when we sit in samadhi, we may feel drowsiness. We can think of the gratitude of to the Kruba Ajahns, to the teachers. And this can bring energy into our practice. So these 10 days, we have to put in the effort. And when we go home, we also have to continue to practice. Don't let go of the practice. Because to attain samadhi or to attain dhamma, it's not easy. If it's easy, then all these 60 monks at Wat Map Chan, they would know the dhamma already. Even to have the samadhi, this may take the whole life. We just have to be patient and keep doing it. And we also have to observe our own habits. These habits, some may follow from your past lives, so it is hard to change. But if it's bad habits, then we have to try. If we are lazy, then we have to try, put in the effort to be diligent. If we are easily angered, then we have to develop loving kindness. If we have the sexual desire, we just have to have the mindfulness to not follow that desire. There's many examples today that these teenagers, they are so crazy about the actress or idols. And they would just follow the social media, and they would follow their impulses and these stimuli, and they would have no mindfulness at all. So think about it. That is why we need to have the mindfulness together with the mind, the heart, and the body at all time. And this mindfulness that we have in our heart, in our body, and we can contemplate that when we're angry, this anger, is it in our body or in our mind? When we see our parents, if they're angry, or the husband or the wife, if they're angry, is it in their heart or in their minds? Can you tell? If it's in the body, if it's in the body, and when that person go to bed, or if they die, is the anger still exist? Or if the citta, the mind leave the body, can you see that anger? No, you cannot. We need both the mind and the body to be able to express this anger. Compare it to a computer, hardware and software. Hardware is the body and software is the mind. So to express this anger, you need both the body and the mind. Both of them are important. This is why the Buddha give importance to the human realm, not the Deva realm. Even the Buddha, to become Buddha, he has to be born in human realm. Because to become Buddha, to realize Dhamma, you need both the body and mind. For us, to be born as human beings, we are already very lucky. So don't just follow along, don't just follow our own desires, our own greed, hatred, delusion. We have to bring this body and mind to practice, to keep the precepts, whether it's the 5 precepts or the 8 precepts. And we have to let go of the greed, hatred, delusion. We cannot know when it will go away. But eventually, if you keep practicing, you will be able to let go of these defilements. So we need this body and this mind. And we have to be patient and we have to endure. So when we chant the verses in the evening, it may be hot, there may be a lot of mosquitoes. We have to have the patient endurance. So today, Ajahn Stewart asked me to give Dhamma talk. I hope that you can bring these Dhamma points to contemplate. What I'm saying is from memory. I still have these defilements. But we know that we are still practicing because we have these defilements. It is better than not doing it. So before I come down to give Dhamma talk, I was looking at the news. Just last night in Thailand, in Bangkok, there's a fire at a nightclub and many people died. So these people, they go out at night to drink, to party. If you think about it, these drinking and partying, it doesn't have any benefit to the life at all. So some of you may still like to party when outside of the retreat, then you have to be careful. If you don't like to go out at night, then I anumodana with all of you. So please put in the effort to practice so that we can lessen or even let go of these defilements, the greed, hatred, and delusion. So in the end, I would like to anumodana with all of you.